This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. China says it's imposing tariffs on $60 billion worth of imports from the United States, retaliating after President Donald Trump boosted taxes on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods sent to the United States and moved to impose duties on another $300 billion. The Chinese Finance Ministry said Monday its new 5% to 25% tax would be imposed June 1st. In effect, 5,140 U.S. products exported to China. Beijing said its response was targeting U.S. unilateralism and trade protectionism. Meanwhile, President Trump says his administration will take steps to help farmers affected by the trade standoff.
We're going to take the highest year, the biggest purchase that China has ever made with our farmers, which is about $15 billion, and do something reciprocal to our farmers so our farmers can do well.
Mr. Trump has threatened to extend tariffs to an additional $300 billion in Chinese exports that have not been targeted yet, but told reporters Monday, I have not made that decision yet. A federal prosecutor is picked to look into how the Russia investigation got its start. We get more from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
A source tells the AP Attorney General William Barr has appointed John Durham, the U.S. attorney in Connecticut, to investigate the origins of the Russia investigation and determine if intelligence collection involving the Trump campaign was lawful and appropriate. The appointment comes about a month after Barr told members of Congress he believes spying did occur on the Trump campaign in 2016. Durham's investigation comes as the Justice Department's Inspector General continues looking into the origins of the Russia investigation. Barr expects that report later this month or in June. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Top officials from the European Union are calling on the United States to use maximum restraint and avoid military escalation with Iran. Federica Mogherini, the European Union's foreign policy chief, said Monday in Brussels that U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo heard very clearly from them, not only from her, but also from the other ministers of EU member states, that they're living in a crucial, delicate moment where the most relevant attitude to take, most responsible attitude to take, as we believe, should be that of maximum restraint and avoiding any escalation of the military side.
Arab media broadcast amateur video purporting to show a Saudi.
Pompeo also discussed while in Brussels the reported attacks on several oil tankers off the coast of the United Arab Emirates.
UAE Minister of State for Foreign Affairs Anwar Gargash said deliberate sabotage of the four vessels took place within the UAE's territorial waters. Saudi oil minister Khalid Al-Falih indicated two Saudi tankers were heavily damaged in a sabotage attack, but that there was no loss of life and no oil was spilled. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Albanian protesters threw firebombs at the police Monday evening, and the supporters of opposition parties gathered in the capital to ask for the resignation of the socialist prime minister Edi Rama in early elections. Opposition supporters marched in from the front of the government buildings in rain, but did not attempt to break the police barrier as they did Saturday. Instead, they threw firecrackers at the prime minister's offices. Swedish prosecutors announced Monday that they are reopening the rape case against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, following a request from the lawyer of one of the alleged victims. Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA News.
Julian Assange was accused of rape by two women following a WikiLeaks conference in Stockholm in 2011. He sought asylum in London's Ecuadorian embassy, claiming the accusations were part of a plot to have him extradited to the United States over his whistleblowing activities. Swedish prosecutors dropped the investigation in 2017. But last month, Ecuador reversed its decision to offer Assange asylum. One of the women who made the rape accusations requested the case be reopened. Assange denies the rape accusations. In a statement, WikiLeaks said the reopening of the case would allow him to clear his name. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.